Hey guys, welcome back to Honor Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with
Kelly. Whoop, 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 whoop. Your mama. How was your day today? I haven't really talked to you yet. Tell me about your day.
Just
tell
another Wednesday.
Tell me something good. Whoa, whoa. Tell me that you
I
love
got
me.
I suspension again.
Shut up.
I'm being serious.
What happened?
I'm just joking.
You're so funny.
Exactly.
Ha ha ha. You were about to get an ass whooping.
Yeah, but I was just joking.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Nothing happened at school? Just another hump day?
Yeah.
You had something in your nose.
No, I didn't. You mean this pen?
Yeah. Why are you shoving it up there?
I wasn't actually going
to. Get it?
No, I wasn't actually going to shove a pen in my nose.
Okay. Do you have anything to tell me this week?
No.
Why are you so boring?
I don't know, dude. Nothing interesting happened.
Did anything interesting happen over your spring break? No?
No.
You just played countless hours of video games?
Yeah.
1 to 10. How great was that for you?
Oh, like a 10.
Was it? It made me nauseous how much you played video games.
Actually?
Yes. All right.
It's so fun.
Okay. Well, you're not a man of many words today.
I know. I don't really have that many words.
You're very distracted.
I'm not.
You're not. What are you doing right now?
I'm pushing on this
yes.
thing.
Are you focused on the podcast?
Yes.
Are you focused on that thing on your thumb?
Both.
Okay.
I'm double tasking.
Well, do you think you're the best double tasker? No.
No.
So let's focus on
I am. I can
one
do
thing.
This and talk.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get through this. And then I'm going to make dinner. Would you rather do the podcast with your mom or live in the street?
Do the podcast with my mom.
Yeah, right. I'm about to kick you out, bro. All right. So the first thing I'm going to tell you about is when you get your driver's license,
yep.
you better know how to drive in the snow.
Well,
because
okay.
let me tell you all the things I hate about I want to say Minnesota drivers, but just people who do not know how to drive in the snow.
Okay.
If you have lived here your entire life, how do you not know how to drive in the wintertime?
That's true.
Stay home or move the fuck out of my state and get out of my lane. So, speaking of that, stay in the slow lane. If you don't know what you're doing, if you have to turn in 3 stoplights, stay in the slow lane until you have to get over.
For real.
Don't be blocking us in the fast lane. And I am not like a crazy driver. Like people blow by me too. I get it. That's fine. I feel like I'm in the middle, which is where you should be. You shouldn't be like these people who have big trucks that think that they are invincible. And you shouldn't be like these people who go so slow, you're going to get stuck because you're not even moving. And you're just going to fuck everyone else up. People are going to either hit you, you know, people don't know at stoplights, like, should I go? Should I stop? They slam on their brakes. It's icy. Just go. You go.
Honestly.
And if it's red and you're going to go through it, you just lay on the horn. And if you're at a red light, like, you need to make sure everyone is not coming because it's slippery and you can't just stop on a dime.
That's true. That's true.
So you need to stay in the slow lane. But you also need to like there. So there's people who stay in the fast lane. There's people who need to turn in 3 lights. So they're in the wrong lane because they're worried they're not going to be able to get over in time. Then there's people who don't plan ahead and they're cutting over at the last second. Pretty much when it is that icy and snowy out, like there's no brakes. You can't do that. You can't just cut in front of people. Also, what I hate is parking lots. People think it is an excuse to park like a jackhole. They just think they can park all fucked up and whatever. Well, then there's not enough spots for everybody. And I hate that.
That's true.
So when you get your license, how are you going to drive in the winter?
Not like a dumbass.
You're going to drive in the slow lane because you're going to be cautious because you're a new driver.
Nope.
You're going to end up in the ditch. You're too scared to pull my car in from the road to the driveway.
That's because it's your car.
Can't
if it was someone else's car, I'd be like, yep.
Oh.
I'll do it at Willie's house because if I crash his car, he has $1 million anyways.
Oh. Did you just call me dirt poor?
No.
Thanks a lot.
I'm not calling you dirt poor. But, like, if I crash your car, I'm going to get an ass whooping, and I don't want that ass whooping.
Are you afraid of my ass whooping skills?
No.
Do I ever whoop your ass?
No, but I know you will. And I don't want to get grounded either. That's another thing.
Well, I'm glad that you are thinking about consequences.
Yeah, I don't want my consequences.
So anyway, if you can't pull my car, because whose car do you think you're going to be driving?
Do I pull your car in the next time?
Yeah, I do.
I'll
with
do
caution.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're going to have to start learning how to drive.
Okay, I already know how to drive.
Okay.
I can't. I don't know.
Next time I pick you up from school, I'm going to make you drive home.
Okay, light work. I might hit someone. I'm just joking.
Do you know where the gas pedal is and the brake pedal?
Yes.
Okay.
The small pedal is the gas and the big one is the brake.
Well, it depends on big and there's a long skinny one.
Yes.
What's that?
That's the gas.
Okay. And then there's a square.
That's the
fat
brake
one. Okay. Do you know how to put the car in like drive and park?
Yes.
And neutral?
It's the weird little thing in the middle.
Okay.
Center
console?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to use your mirrors?
Yeah.
Do you know how to look in the other lane to make sure no one's coming if you're going to use your blinker and move over?
I don't know how to use my blinker.
You don't know how to use the blinker?
Nope.
Okay.
Zero idea.
Do you know about the blinker fluid?
What? No.
Okay. You got to put blinker fluid in the car if you're going to use your blinker.
Okay.
Joking. There's no such thing as blinker fluid, bro.
Okay.
You failed the test.
I didn't know. I've never even.
I mean, you're 14. You shouldn't drive. It's illegal. Am I frustrating you yet?
No. I don't get frustrated.
No?
No.
Never?
No.
All right. Let me tell you. I have been. What?
When Jackson killed Rose in PUBG.
You're playing PUBG now? When has that been a thing?
I don't like main that game. I just play it for fun. It's so fun. It's so shitty. It's so funny to play.
Is it? It's been around for like when Fortnite came out, PUBG came out. I don't know which one came out first, but they came out around the same time. And so then people would be like, Fortnite's better. And then people would be like, PUBG's better.
No, PUBG is garbage.
I never even hear people talk. I haven't heard PUBG in years. Who likes to play it?
No, I don't even know.
Who always says, let's play PUBG?
Rose, because it's so funny how crappy it is. It's so funny.
How long ago did you play it for the first time?
Like a week ago.
Feels like the first
me and
time.
My monkey.
Feels like monkey the very first time.
Okay.
So I've been serious about the gym, like I told you.
Monkey.
Today was arm day and ab day. And last week when it was arm day and ab day, I was a hurting unit for the rest of the
hurting
week.
Hurting unit.
A hurting unit.
Hurting.
So I weighed myself last week, which is really hard to do because I just rather live in denial. Wow. But let me tell you the good news. I was about 20 pounds less than I expected to be.
Whoa!
So I almost feel like you just sounded like that guy on YouTube that you watch all the time that screams.
What guy?
Yeah,
no, I can't scream.
Yep, no, now the computer is upset.
Oopsie. I can't even scream.
I don't know how his computer doesn't yell at him all the time for that.
Dude, because it doesn't matter. Like, he's on Twitch.
What's his YouTube name? His channel?
I don't know.
What? How do you search him up?
I just subscribe to him so I can just go to my people that I have subscribed
to. Oh,
him.
Okay. So, yeah, so I already feel like I'm down 20 pounds. Because I weighed 20 pounds less than I thought I was going to. And I decided I'm going to be accountable. And I am going to weigh myself every week.
Nose plug.
Yeah, that's just... Ew, you just snot rocketed that. Oh, my God.
Missile. No.
Nose missile?
Yes.
My God. It's hard to do a podcast sometimes because
I'm sorry.
I think
I'm
sometimes
time.
Both of our ADD like kicks in and you take meds. I don't. So, but your meds wear off at about 5 and it's about 6:45. So
sorry, bro. I was
you're
like
coming
tired.
Down.
My teacher was talking about telling us about this app that you can't use. And it's like this AI thing that if you type in, like, so you're in an, say you have an essay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I don't want to do it, right? So there's this, I don't know what it's called again, I forgot. And if you type it in, it'd be like, all right, give me an essay about blah, 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 dog and what about dogs. It'll literally give you and like say how many words or like I want an eighth grade, make it seem like an eighth grader writ it or however.
Wrote it?
Yeah, wrote it or. Or about Reddit. Dogs or whatever.
Okay.
And it'll give you that exactly.
Okay.
But you can't do that because apparently Google Classroom has this thing built onto it that makes sure that you haven't used AI to make the work.
I was going to say, I feel like if they tell you like, oh, hey, there's this app that can do all the work for you, don't use it. Wouldn't you want to try to use it? But I guess if they have technology that can identify if you did, then they're kind of warning you like, we're going to find out.
I guess, unless you have hacks, like, and then you can block it.
Yeah.
Hacking.
I wish Google was a thing when I was a kid, because I had to figure all the shit out on my own.
Like, looking in encyclopedia.
I bullshitted my way through a lot of school. That's why I like English better than math. I couldn't bullshit math, but I can bullshit English.
How do you bullshit English?
Because I can make up a story about anything.
What do you mean?
Like, if I had to write papers or if I had to, like, tell my point of view of the story, it's my point of view. It's how I interpret things. Yeah. So I could just bullshit through that. Or, like, for book reviews
I know what you mean.
Book, that's whatever, I would always just read the back of the book and then I would, and I just read, like, the last chapter and then I would know everything
for
that
real,
happened.
Though, yeah. I literally just read the back and see what happens and I'm done. And then I read tiny bits of it. Mm. Done. It's so easy.
But now I love to read, so I could give you a book report on anything. Okay.
Oh, Fryleys.
I was going to say.
I'm going to fry her.
Oh, it's magic. Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
Ozempic.
All right. We're back. Sorry.
No one knew where we were gone. I paused it, brah.
Oh.
You always do that.
And they needed to know.
So I want you to know that my life at work has been way better. I resolved some stuff. And I'm feeling good about it. Are you focusing?
Yes, I am focusing very much.
On your nose plug? Speaking of plugs, I've had my ears pierced.
Oh, yeah.
And I repopped some earrings in there. Don't snot rocket on my podcast equipment.
I won't.
Don't make me yell at you on the podcast.
It tickles.
It looks so gross. What is that from?
It's the button.
Make sure you throw that in the garbage after you're done with it, because it's been all up in your nose and your boogies.
Yeah, I know.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
All right. Well, I'm ready now, for real.
Okay.
All right, so what are we going to get into?
I just want to let you know that I got up to date on my pap.
What?
My annual exam, a pap smear. And you know, they shove this brush up in your cervix to go through your vagina. And they make sure you don't have cancer.
What?
Yep, just telling you.
Does that feel weird?
Yeah, sure does.
Did it hurt?
It's like a throat culture through your bottom.
Oh, I did not mean to yell that loud.
It's okay.
Oopsie.
Oh.
Whoops.
And then I got my teeth checked and cleaned. They scraped all the shit off of them.
I'll clean my teeth right now.
Yeah.
Done.
They still look furry and yellow from here. And now they probably literally are furry from your shirt.
No.
I didn't have any cavities.
That's good.
I just want to let you know that Justin and I are taking our relationship to the next level.
Actually,
we're going to get a Costco membership.
What do you mean?
That's a joke.
I don't get it.
I'm just saying, like, we're going to join Costco. Like, I feel like that's a big step in our relationship as a family.
What is Costco? Like, the store?
Yeah.
What do you mean joining Costco?
Like getting a member so we can shop there.
Oh, for free. I'm not sure.
All right. So I have a couple things for you today. I really love astrology and I really love like, what's your sign? What's your sign? Where are you at? I don't remember the song. You don't seem interested.
I don't know what you're talking
about. So anyway, star signs are like, you are a Capricorn. So star sign is.
Any words that I don't know.
My name's Kid Rock. I'm a Capricorn. And Detroit City is where I was born. No, not you.
I don't know who that is.
You're the only Capricorn I know except for Kid Rock.
Dude, what is that?
It's your sign. Do you know what my sign is?
No.
Gemini.
I don't know what my sign is.
It doesn't sound familiar. Yours is Capricorn.
What does Capricorn mean?
It just means like, so I found this website.
Uh-huh.
And you can make your star sign chart. And you put in like where you were born.
Okay, I see. I know
you, what time you were born and your birthday. And then it kind of tells you like where the stars were at, where you were born, when you were born. And then it kind of makes up your personality.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you about yours and then we're going to talk about if we think it's right or not.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think that you're still young. You're only 14. You're not an adult yet.
I think
it will be fun someday when you are an adult and I'm dead. And you're going to listen to this podcast and be like, I'm all these things. My mom was right. The stars know.
Okay.
You're so funny. You just kind of stare at me blankly. Okay. So, McCoy, you are a Capricorn and you were born at 5:44 p.m. dinner time. So you're what this means is your sun is in Capricorn, which is your sign, meaning you are fundamentally responsible. Do you think that you're responsible?
Yes.
I think you are. You're serious. Do you think you're serious?
Yes.
I do too.
Sometimes.
It says you're efficient.
What does it mean by efficient?
Efficient, like you get stuff done when you're supposed to get it done. You're good at like time management.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that you get better at it. And then it says, and rational. This can lead to a power-hungry ambitionness.
What?
You have a tendency for workaholism and success, which makes me as your mom super excited. Or, which I think that you already do hit this mark, support the dreams of those around you. I feel like you always are supporting my dreams. I mean, you do this podcast with me.
I cut it in half with razor.
Even though sometimes you'd rather be doing something else.
That's fine.
But you need to learn to express your inner world and have fun, which means you just need to let loose a little bit. Like, I feel like you're pretty quiet and reserved. And this is saying, like, let it out.
Well, if I let it out, then I get in trouble every day.
Oh, okay. I can see that. You're like 100 miles an hour or like 5?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Your ascendant is in Leo, meaning that you come across as bright. Do you think you
come... I don't know what you mean by bright.
Bright, like, is like smart.
I'm not smart. I mean, yes, I am.
You come across as smart. You're okay. Not dumb.
I'm sometimes.
Good-natured. You are good-natured.
What,
like,
does that mean?
It means that you are a kind person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, naturally. Good-natured. And magnetic. Like, people are drawn to you. And I think that's true. Like, your friends, like, are always calling you. Your friends call me. Make Mackie answer his phone. Are you going to listen? Are you going to use that razor and scrape my table up?
I'm not scraping your table. I'm scraping my flashlight.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm just...
I want your input to your personality because this is about you.
I am.
Okay. Your energy makes you seem either like you know it all or you're a live wire.
Live wire?
Live wire is like a... If there was like a electricity, like a cord, and it was electric and it was like going like all over the place.
Oh.
That's you.
That's not really true.
No. Are you a know-it-all or a live wire?
Both.
Okay.
At the same time.
But always the center of attention, which I don't see that in you. I feel like you are more like not in the spotlight.
Your status is... Yeah.
Your moon is in Scorpio, which means...
What?
Your emotional self is intense. I feel like this is me. Hang on. I might have got the pages mixed up.
Do you want to hear my razor blade?
1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Talk while I figure this out.
Okay. AMSR. No, I'm just joking. You guys don't like that, so I'm not going to do that. But those are confusing words. And, 1, 2. You almost got it?
Keep talking.
So how was your day?
Okay. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to someone.
Oh, this is the right page. I just think that you and I are a little bit alike.
All right, so let's see.
Three. Okay. My bad. Here it is.
Okay.
I think. Maybe not. Let's see.
Why did I scream like that? Okay, so anyways, can we get back on my... Yes, we can.
I think I might have been reading some of my stuff.
Oh, so, Elmo has been being mean to me.
All right, here we go.
Do you want me to come to school and whoop his butt?
Okay. So your moon is in Scorpio. This was right. I'm sorry. I just got confused. Meaning your emotional self is intense, passionate. And a, yes, this is you. I think you and I are just a lot alike in this one.
Wow.
It might be the same. A bit dramatic. You have, do you think
a
that
bit
you're
dramatic?
Are you, is your emotional self intense?
No.
Are you passionate? Like about stuff you like video games?
Yes.
Yeah. And your friends?
Yes.
Are you a bit dramatic? Yes. I hear you talking in your video game. You're pretty dramatic.
I get pissed. Okay. That's a damn thing.
You have trouble opening up and letting other people in.
What?
True, right? You don't just like openly tell people stuff about you.
Oh.
You kind of keep people at a distance.
I guess.
You know. And try to keep your intense, darker emotions private. What kind of dark emotion?
I don't even have that. I don't know.
Emotions do you have? You find it difficult to trust others.
What? No.
No? Okay. This might happen when you get older. And you have suspicion and controlling tendencies.
What does that mean?
Means that you, suspicion means like you're always sus of people. Like, are you lying? Like, this is your perception of other people.
I'm so confused.
Okay, it's fine. And you're controlling, like you be like to be the one. And I can see this in you when you're playing video games. You're always telling people what they're doing, what the plan is. You like control the situation.
Yeah, because no one ever thinks of a plan.
You find security and safety through your home and family. Oh, thanks, Mac.
Yeah, I do.
All right. This is about your romantic side.
No.
Your Venus, not penis, your Venus is in Pisces. What's meaning that? Your romantic side is sentimental. Oh.
I don't know what sentimental.
Sentimental means like you, so let's say like you have an object and it's sentimental to you because somebody gave it to you who was special to you.
Oh, I see.
And then you're dreamy and gentle. Oh, I can see that about you. You have an endlessly deep well of compassion and love, but have trouble protecting yourself in relationships, which scares me for your future.
That's not even true. Like,
you're too young to know. I'm telling you your future right now. Remember when you went and saw the palm reader? This is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your love is often expressed in darkness, taboos, rebirth, plug your ears, sex, and transformation. All right, this is the next part I'm going to tell you is a part of your aggression. So your aggression is you assert yourself in a way that is responsible and efficient. Well, I like that.
Efficient.
And you think things through very intentional. Do you think about things before you, like when I always tell you make good choices?
Yeah.
Like I do think that you're good about thinking about it before you do it. Like what are the consequences and what are the non-consequences?
Ow.
You're very highly motivated by ambition. I hope that happens.
What is ambition? Like, what do you mean by ambition?
Like, ambition means like you're motivated.
Yeah, like duh, but like.
Ambition. Ambitious means like
I know,
you.
I know what you mean.
You do? Okay. You just don't want me to try to describe it to you.
No, I already know what it means.
Your rationality sometimes seems soulless, meaning you put a lot of energy into your routines. Like you're kind of just a machine, which makes sense.
Yeah, I don't really.
You're just kind of in like
school.
Autopilot. You just kind of.
I am. I barely even talk at school to anyone. I act like NPCs.
Well, even at home, I feel like when you're like on a mission to do your chores, you're like very like focused and just. I'll be like, "Are you okay?" And you're like, "Yeah, I'm just doing my stuff." Like you kind of just get in the zone. Get
I
in the zone.
The foam, auto I'm in my zone. I just saved myself $150.
All right, socially. You grow and find understanding through detached analysis and intellectual pursuits. You find success through routines. Once again, you're just a machine. Other generations are shocked by your generation's sense of empathy, which I think you are very empathetic. Dreaminess, I think that you're very dreamy, like head in the clouds. And your gentle nature, which I do think that you're gentle natured.
Let's go.
You do rebel against dated expectations about darkness, taboos, rebirth, plug your ears, sex, and transformation. All right. And last but not least, dreams and imagination meaning your entire generation finds inspiration through detached analysis and intellectual pursuits. Your ideal is verging on unrealistic and impractical about close relationships and long-term partnerships. Okay.
What?
So that's your future. Now, do you want to know about me?
Sure.
Because I'm going to read you mine, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, Mom, that's totally you.
I am going to be like, maybe.
All right. I know you're all going to be shocked when I tell you, but my sign.
Which your status is ridiculous.
Is a Gemini.
What is Gemini?
All right. Gemini means that I am fundamentally dynamic, quick-witted. Yes, I am funny. Electric and curious, for sure. Did you just cut yourself with that razor blade?
I didn't.
Okay. Fascinated by everything. Meh. Your childlike energy is often scattered in a million directions. Bruh. Yes. On a social level, you may come off as gossipy or flaky. Maybe.
Flaky.
You feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through routines. Sure. Okay. So then my next one is I come across as independent. Amen. Optimistic. Uh-huh. Yes. Confident. Yes. Though sometimes overly blunt or critical. Yeah. That's me.
That
See?
Sounds like you.
Yeah, that's me. Generally a charming conversationalist. You're welcome. And free-spirited.
What do you mean by free-spirited? Like,
I'm like,
I'm on the way.
I'm not very free-spirited.
My way.
I just wish I was. I care too much about everything. I can't let it go.
Yeah, we know.
All right. My emotional self is intense. Yes. Passionate. Yes. Dramatic. Probably.
A little bit.
You have trouble opening up and letting other people in. Yes. I don't trust people until they earn my trust, which I'm trying to work on that.
That's like me.
Yeah, this one. That's why I thought this was you, because I think we're the same.
I've learned the truth.
I keep my intense emotions private. Yes. I find it difficult to trust others, which means my powers of perception may manifest in suspicion and controlling tendencies. Yes, I get suspicious of people. I like to be in control. And I get jealous, and I wish I didn't. Okay, my romantic side is oriented towards comfort and stability. Yes. I move slowly and deliberately in the beginning. No. And sometimes that comes off as intimidating. Yes. You just want something sweet and simple. Amen. Love is often expressed in your home and your family. Look at, we're a lot alike.
Wow, wow.
Okay. It might take me a while to make a decision. Yes, I can never decide where to go out to eat, what to do, when to do it, who to do it with. I assert myself in a way that is fair-minded. Are you okay?
Oh, it got me good that time.
And sometimes passive-aggressive. Yes and yes. I put a lot of energy into philosophy. Yes, faith. In my own way, education and politics. Meh. Man, the politics. And just a couple more. I grow and find understanding through passion, intensity, and finding the deep heart of things. Yes. I find success through goals and responsibilities. Yes. Other generations are shocked by the boundaries your generation is pushing, along with your restlessness and criticism. I rebel against dated expectations about social status, including platonic and casual friends, along with hopes, wishes, and dreams. Yes. My entire generation finds inspiration through its expanded horizons, a desire for freedom, optimism, and curiosity. Yes. My ideal is verging on unrealistic and impractical about privacy, secrets, and introspection. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty open book, so I always feel like everyone else should be too. All right, now you know all about your future. I'm really excited that you're going to be like a workaholic, ambitious. What the hell was that?
What the?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's your voice is weird. Okay.
I can just do it.
I have a rapid would you rather. And then you have a would you rather. I have a joke. And then we're going to peace out and have some pork chops. Would you rather swim in a pool of Jell-O or swim in a pool of pudding? I think the Jell-O would be fun.
Jell-O! For sure.
Are you sure? You really had to think about it. Would you rather have a pet dinosaur or a robot?
Dinosaur.
I think that'd be pretty sweet. Would you rather have to swim the entire day or stay still the entire day?
Like, can I move my hands?
No. Freeze.
Do I have to, so either moving all day?
Swimming all day or staying still all day?
Like, do I have to keep going like...
Yeah.
I'm swimming all day.
Oh, I'd stay still. I can't swim well anyway.
I could just like put my hand
I think I know why I swam so good on my trip. I think it was salt water that helps you float. Just came across my mind one day. Would you rather be an eagle or a cheetah?
Cheetah.
I'd rather be an eagle.
I want to run fast and kill like prey. An eagle. And then I also might need to migrate. Okay. Do you migrate when you are a cheetah? Do cheetah migrate?
I don't know.
Do cheetah migrate?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do cheetah migrate?
Do you want to ride on a whale or an elephant?
Elephant.
Samesies. Would you rather be the size of an ant or the size of a house?
Size of a house.
I'm already the size of a house, so.
No, you're not. If you're the size of a house, you'd be my house.
So have you ever seen the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes.
I think that would be cool to be little like that. And they see the ants, and the ants are really big.
So and then you get to ride them like pony.
Yeah, I'd rather be the size of an ant. Yes. I think it'd be cool. But you said size of a house. What are you going to do that house. Big?
Well, am I short and stubby?
You're the size of this house.
I do not want to be short and stubby.
You sound like the guy from Despicable Me.
I would rather,
as a child.
I would rather be an ant. I don't want to be short and stubby.
Okay.
Unless I was very tall. No short and stubby.
Would you rather live 50 feet up in a tree or live in a cave underground? I am not living with no snakes and bats. So put me up in the treehouse.
I'll be in treehouse as well. I like the treehouse. I live in forest.
Would you rather be older or younger?
Younger.
Same.
I am already
younger. You want to be younger? I thought you wanted to be older.
I'm already younger, so neither.
You have to pick one.
Older.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Would you rather visit China or England?
England.
Me too.
English.
Would you rather be covered in ants or covered in worms?
Worms.
Same. Would you rather have cotton balls? Ouch!
Oh my God, that hurts so bad. Ouch!
That was too good.
Oh, fudge! Yeah.
Would you rather have cotton balls for hair or corks for teeth?
Cotton balls for hair.
Yes. Have butterfly wings or fish fins?
Butterfly wings.
Yes. Have a pink cat or a flying horse?
Flying horse.
Sure, a unicorn.
I ride to
you
school.
You ride to school. Click, click, click. Be rich or be happy?
Be happy.
Be rich.
Actually,
money buys the happiness, bro.
I guess, yes, I'll be rich.
Lose all your toenails or lose all your eyebrows?
Lose all my toenails.
I know, it's a tough one for me because I can draw on my eyebrows, but I could cover up my feet.
Yeah, I just cover my feet.
Okay.
I just wear sock all the time.
Okay. Well, hello, who are you? What's your name?
I am Mike Smin.
Okay. Mike Smin?
Yes.
Okay, I've never heard that
my
name before.
My first name Mike and my last name Min.
Oh.
Mike Smin. My parents called me Mikey.
Got it, Mikey.
Okay? Okay, my parents call me Mikey. Or you can call me Mick.
Or Mikeskin?
No, do not call that. That piece off. That's not very
that
nice.
That piece you off?
Yes, it piece me off.
Okay.
That's not very nice to me. It make me cry.
Would you
okay. make me cry.
I don't want to make you cry.
Okay, I kind of thought.
All right, this one I really am.
Okay.
This one I really want to know your thought, because this is your real life.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather be an only child or have 8 siblings?
Only child, it's way better.
It's way better. You don't have to share. You get more trust.
Yes, very, very much. It's way better.
Did you say shit's way better?
I said it's way better.
Oh, okay.
I did not say S word. Okay. It's not a very nice word.
Would you rather be stepped on by a horse or thrown by a gorilla?
I don't know.
Mike's and don't know. What's your name again?
I told you to call me Mike.
Mike. Mikey.
Yes,
Mick.
Mikey.
Or Mick.
Mikey or Mick. Yes.
Mikey or Mick.
Honestly, I think I'd get stepped on by a horse. Gorilla, very strong. Could kill.
so can a horse.
I know, but I don't think it would kill me. It might break a couple ribs.
Okay.
Hopefully it does not step on nuts.
Have to.
What is so funny?
You know what's so funny.
No, I just don't
that accent in your nuts. Would you rather have to groom a bear or ride a rhino?
Ride rhino.
Yeah, yeehaw.
That'd be way fun.
Would you rather live at SeaWorld or Legoland?
Legoland.
Would you rather live in Legoland or Disneyland? Disneyland.
Disneyland, I think. I don't know.
I know. I don't know either. Okay, do you have a would you rather for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, my would you rather is would you rather. All right, I'm going to go back to my normal voice.
Okay. Oh, McCoy, is that you?
Yes.
Are you back?
Yes, he was taking over. I gotta go take a poopy.
Okay, okay. Are you, do you have personality disorder?
No.
Multiple personality disorder?
Yes.
Okay. I've never met that guy before, so it's new to me.
It's kind of crazy. Okay.
All right, McCoy, what's your would you rather?
All right, my would you rather is would you rather be in war for a year or be in prison for a year?
I think I'd rather be in war because I do not want to go to jail or prison. Like,
what if
I don't
you
think.
Risk getting shot and dying?
Fine. Better than going to prison and getting raped up the asshole.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Raped up the asshole.
Yeah, I don't want that. Do you?
No.
Okay, what's your pick?
War.
Okay. Guess what? I don't have a joke, so hang on.
The status is ridiculous to me.
All right, you ready for my joke? It's a funny one.
Yeah,
I mean, I never disappoint on these.
All right.
Okay. What happens when you put Nutella on salmon?
What?
What Nutella happens when you put Nutella on salmon?
New salmon.
You get salmonella.
Brown.
I think I just peed a little.
Whoa! Go to the bathroom.
I can't. I have
Mikey coming back. You
no,
need to go
no,
to the
Mikey. No, I am no, not I, ending no, this podcast no. until McCoy comes back.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Bring McCoy back. Bathroom. Bring him back.
Bathroom.
Bring him back.
Bathroom. If you go to the bathroom, I bring.
No, I will go to the bathroom after. You want to? How long do you want
to
do this?
I need you to take over. She being a little crazy. She don't like me no
me
more.
Me being crazy. You're the one that has split personalities over there.
Come here. She don't like me.
Are you seeing a ghost of yourself?
Yeah, I'll come here.
It's just in your brain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He took over.
All right.
All right.
I'm worried.
You said you need to go to the bathroom.
All right. So when we come back next week, Mackie will have had a psych evaluation.
What is psych evaluation?
Make sure you're not crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Okay. All right. Love you. Let's talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening to Honor Best Behavior.
Bye. Mike is back. No, I'm just joking. Mike is gone, guys. All right, see you.